Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in Isaiah chapter 60, in a prophecy about the coming of the Lord. Arise, shine, for thy light is coming, and the glory of Yahuwah has risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and dense darkness the peoples. But Yahuwah shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light appears in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That was the true light, which enlightens every man who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he authority to become the children of God, to them who believe in his name, who were born not of bloods, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt in a tabernacle among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Finally, from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work Apocalypse Revealed, a portion of passage number 200. All thought, speech, and writing derives its essence and life from him who thinks, speaks, and writes. The man with his quality is therein. But the Lord alone is in the Word. No one, however, feels and perceives the divine life in the Word, but he who is in the spiritual affection of the truth when he reads it. For he is in conjunction with the Lord through the Word. There is something intimately affecting the heart and spirit, which flows with light into the understanding and bears witness. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.